Your Preparation Station with Donna Miller is on the air. Tune in for insight and encouragement for living a more sustainable, back-to-basics lifestyle. No matter where you've come from or what the future may hold, we hope each episode will encourage you with topics, guests, and stories that inspire your journey towards self-sufficiency. And now, the hostess of Your Preparation Station, Donna Miller.
Welcome to a new episode of Your Preparation Station. It's a new year. We have new things in store, and I'm really excited to be back. I'm Donna Miller, and I'm delighted to be with you once again. Look forward to bringing my very special guest, Eustace Conway, from Turtle Island Preserve, as well as History Channel's Mountain Men, and Desiree, the office manager, basically go-to gal for just about everything at Turtle Island. And they're going to update us on what's going on there and some great things that are coming on in the future. Desiree, do I have a good connection with you?
Yeah, everything's good from this end.
Hello, Donna. This is Eustace. Can you hear me?
Hi, Eustace. How are you?
Hey, doing good.
Awesome. Pretty wild out today. And
good year.
And we're a few hours away from each other, so I think the whole mountain region here in western North Carolina is just getting blasted. But there's a lot going on, even in the winter, at Turtle Island Preserve. Tell me a little bit about this t-shirt campaign that's going on.
Well, it all started over 150 years ago. There was a family that homesteaded on this land way before it was ever Turtle Island Preserve. And they had lots of children. They had all kinds of farm, and their generations spread out over the property. And that has since gone and withered away with the sands of time. And when Eustace Conway bought this property, there was evidence, real solid evidence, and sort of an oral history that went along with one area of the preserve. So he decided to make an authentic log cabin using all of the resources and hand tools that were right here and very accessible to us. So all the trees that grew on that spot were turned into the logs that make up the cabin walls, and we used local clay and horse manure to make the chinking. And as a finish, we have this gorgeous hand-split shingle roof. The only part of the cabin that didn't get complete was a chimney. So we left a big open space to have a walk-in chimney, you know, that romantic, historic hearth that we all picture. Mm-hmm. And so when we decided to put the chimney in place, it only seemed appropriate to do dry stack, just how they would have done it historically. No mortar, no cement, very specific hand-cut stones placed, stacked one on top of the other, all the way to the sky to make a really strong, steadfast, and more fireproof chimney. Because, of course, the history in this region is a lot of people were, in fact, making stick chimneys. And the reason you don't see any of those still standing is because they're very prone to fire. So to give our project longevity, and the real goal is to leave something for future generations, something that will outlive all of us who are participating in it, is this dry stack chimney. So we had a fundraiser last year, raised almost $5,000, and started on the project, and slowly this beautiful work of art came higher and higher into the sky. And it didn't take long for us to realize that we had really undershot the budget. It takes a very special, skilled mason to be able to identify the right kind of rock, how to cut it, how to place it, how to build it. And the higher you go, the more challenging it is, because this is all done by hand. So when you're working 3 feet down, it's not a big deal. When you're lifting giant lithic rocks 10 and 12 feet in the air, it becomes more challenging. So we are having a second fundraising campaign, and it's a really neat way to raise money. We've had a lot of success with it. It's a company called Booster, and they work with Custom Ink. You can design your own shirt, which is what we did, the design and the artwork and the style of shirt and the color. And then folks can purchase a shirt for $20, and then about half of that comes directly to the fund to pay the masons and to order the correct stone from a local quarry, which, by the way, is also being hand cut out of the earth itself nearby, which is kind of neat to honor these old-timey ways. And so folks have been buying shirts, and there's some great videos on our website and on Facebook and on the Booster campaign itself to show our progress on the chimney. And then there's a whole variety of shirts that can be purchased. So there's a long sleeve t-shirt, a youth t-shirt, a woman's cut, and then a general unisex And they're gorgeous shirts, and people are really excited about it. We've already sold 94 shirts in the first 4 days. Our goal is 500, so it's kind of ambitious, but right now we've raised already $1,140 just by donor support. So this chimney involves so many people and so much passion about history, and all of this comes back to the fact that Turtle Island participated in legislation that allows people the freedom and liberty to build in these historic ways, which don't necessarily fit nice and neat into a building code. So we've been very, very fortunate.
Well, Eustace, I want to ask you a quick question about the chimney, because you're obviously a driving force behind Turtle Island Reserve. You've got a vision and a passion for it. What led you to really want to restore this and undertake this big monumental building?
Well, I wanted to show people what was possible and what our heritage is. You know, there is no other chimney that's been reconstructed like this in the world that I know of since the original ones were built like this in the late 1700s. And so it's still possible. You know, you can still stack stones up, but nobody does it because there's newer techniques. There's mortar, and usually people have smaller fireplaces because they have different sets of needs and they don't want to take the time to do it. But I just wanted to show people that the ancient ways are still possible, and that anybody can do it if you set your mind to it. And with the new law that we got passed, with the help of the senators and representatives passing House Bill 774, we have the freedom, the legal right nowadays to build natural building. Apparently, for the first time in a good while, so I thought this would be a good way to celebrate and exercise the freedom to live now that we have that.
That is an exercise in celebration, because you are putting a monument up in the ancient ways, in a way. I know that driving through the landscape, you can see houses that have gone to ruin, but you know what's still standing there sometimes is that chimney. You know?
Yeah, and those chimneys that you see, and they're very interesting mysteries and clues to the older way of life, but this one sort of leapfrogs further back in time. The ones that you're thinking about, at least most of them, are put together with some mortar, like say from the early 1900s or the late 1800s.
Oh.
But this is probably four times the stone mass. It's as big as a small house in and of itself, you know. It's just massive. It's hard to believe until you see it. I don't think anybody can comprehend, just listening, what a massive tons and tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of stone are being stacked up, and every individual rock is put up in perfect, graceful balance by a stonemason that's absolutely dedicated to getting this right. So there's no mud holding it together, no dirt mud, no concrete mud. This is just absolute perfect, precise balance. And it's quite an art form, quite an achievement, and your word monument is a good one, because even if the house rots away, this stone monument will be there for someone else to build a house on, you know, 200, 400 years later. It's just an amazing, graceful, gorgeous, balanced piece of art.
It's really nice to know that you guys stood your ground and earned that right for not only you all, but a lot of other people who, you know, if that's how they want to build a home or a chimney or anything, they should have that right.
Well, we agree with you. And just like this T-shirt campaign, it's been successful because so many people pitched in a little bit. The same thing holds true for getting House Bill 774 passed across the House and the Senate here in North Carolina. It took so many people to speak up and to stand up and to voice their desires and visions, and I think that's a part of the American way, so we're really happy to have so much support and reach so many people.
I hope people will take advantage of the events you've got coming up and other things that are going on to come and see this work of art once it's done. And I know you're getting really close, and everybody, you know, knows where to go to buy a T-shirt, to sew into, being able to finish the chimney. And I hope people listening will do that, because it will be an epic sight. So I know I can't wait to come see it myself.
Yeah, Families Learning Together this spring will be one of the first events where everybody will be invited to come in and see this chimney for the first time. Mostly it's been built during this winter by just a few people and a few visitors that are coming in have been able to see it. And so that will be sort of like a grand opening to see the site. But I really hope that everybody will continue contributing during the remainder of this winter, because we need that money to buy the stone and pay for John Jackson's stonework. It's absolutely essential, or we won't have this chimney done by the spring event, Families Learning Together. You know, it's not like we just hope we get some money. It's essential. If we're going to build the chimney, we've got to be able to pay John. So it's like one of those things where we absolutely have to have some help to keep this going. Mm-hmm. And it's such an important project. It's been 20 years in the making here from when I first started building the log house that's so uberly authentic to be able to show people what's possible. So we finally got the momentum going like 20 years later to put the fireplace on it. So it's it's a big deal for us, and I really appreciate the fact that people can contribute and be a part of it. So when they walk up this spring, they can say, hey, I helped put that rock right there, you know?
Exactly.
Like, they didn't put it there with their own hands, but they contributed to make it possible. And if people don't contribute, that rock's not going to be there.
Exactly. Now, I want to ask, I know the T-shirt campaign is, and Desiree has explained how great that works. Can people just earmark a check, like they send you something and put in a memo, this is what I want you to do, I want you to buy some rocks, I want you to get the stonemason paid. Can they do that when they send in their donation?
I believe so. I think that's exactly the way it's done. Desiree would know better than me, but as best as I know, people are sending in the money to cover what T-shirts they want, and then, mm-hmm. you know, they only need so many T-shirts, so they want to help out, so they'll say, well, here's $100 or $400 that I want to go towards this project. And so we're needing it right now. So it's not like it's going to sit around in a bank account for 4 months and then get to maybe go to the stone project. Like, we are desperately needing the money right now.
One of the nice things about this fundraiser is that people walk away with a keepsake. And so... Mm-hmm. A lot of fundraisers, people are just asking and asking, you know, send $1, send $10, send a donation, and people do it out of the goodness of their heart. And that is, in fact, happening. Just today, somebody sent a check in the mail, and just yesterday, somebody sent, they clicked on our donate button on our PayPal spot on our website, and they said, you know, I didn't really need another T-shirt, but really believe in what you guys are doing. And so anybody at any time could send a check, send a money order, send a PayPal donation, which is tax deductible. It's one click away on our website. And then if you want to, you can participate in the T-shirt campaign. And there's even an extra option. So, for example, if you buy a $20 T-shirt, there's a button on the booster site that says donate an additional $10. And then they
nice.
Also do it as a courtesy to folks. If you buy multiple T-shirts, you only pay the shipping price of $5 one time. So even if you ordered 10 or 20 shirts, you'd only pay that one time fee of $5 for shipping. But folks have contacted us in every way saying, we just want to donate. We've had children donate from their piggy bank. It's been a wonderful collaborative effort. And if you are the kind of person who likes a keepsake and a commemorative item, the T-shirt campaign is just for you.
Rock
That's
on.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. That is great. It's a nice setup from the people who make it and then expand that donation possibility and, you know, don't charge exorbitant shipping. I think that's fantastic. That's a testament to the lives that you've reached and the people that want to help support you. So I hope everybody listening will go check out how to donate or buy a shirt or spread the word, get gifts for friends, however you want to do it, to it has a good cause on the other side. So I hope people will do it.
This shirt is only available until February 14th.
Okay.
So some people have contacted us and said, well, come get a shirt when we come visit you. But the shirts aren't here, and we won't have any. It's a limited edition shirt, too. So if anybody's interested in the shirt keepsake, you have to do it before the end of February 14th.
Okay.
This is the one and only time that this shirt will ever be available. This is the the one time, if anybody wants a Turtle Island Rocks t-shirt, it's going to be at this event right now. We need to get going on that. We need the help now, and the t-shirts are only available now.
Okay. Well, then this is a call to action. Everybody listening, don't wait. Go check out their website, turtleislandpreserve.org, and call them up. Send in an order for the t-shirts before they disappear, before the time ends, before they're gone. And you end up getting to participate in this American Heritage Monument that's going up on Turtle Island Preserve. So I think it's a fantastic endeavor. That's great. We're going to take a real quick break and come right back with some more questions and some more things to talk about. So we'll be right back.
National Geographic traveled all the way to Boone, North Carolina to select Turtle Island Preserve, a nonprofit outdoor discovery center and Appalachian Heritage Farm, as one of the 100 most enriching destinations in North America. For over 26 years, families have gained enrichment while discovering nature, and more importantly, themselves. In a world where digital screens and push buttons have replaced actual contact with nature, Turtle Island's beautiful campus and knowledgeable staff reconnect its guests to their natural roots. While camping out, visitors learn vast amounts in our non-electric, wood-fired community. Hundreds of hands-on classes are offered, such as beekeeping, woodworking, primitive skills, and more, covering the gamut of early traditional living. A program for fathers and sons kicks off the summer season, followed by a five-day workshop for adults with renowned naturalist and director Eustace Conway. Turtle Island is a great destination for scouts, school field trips, homeschool, and special interest groups. Please visit our website and then visit our paradise, turtleislandpreserve.org, or call 828-265-2267.
Your preparation station is on the air.
I know last year you guys had your first ever Families Learning Together Day event bonanza. I mean, it was a great success. It was awesome. I had the pleasure and joy of being there. It was just a delight to see all the families, all the different people milling around together, seeing things they normally don't live in, and you guys live in it all the time, and you're going to do it again. So let's hear a little bit more about that one.
Well, Donna, the beauty of Families Learning Together, which is basically a day-long outdoor festival here on Turtle Island, is that all of the proceeds raised during this fundraiser go to a scholarship fund that allows people to come to camp who couldn't otherwise afford it. So we're bringing many more children and families into the woods and giving them a summer camp experience because of these funds raised. The beauty of it is that the people attending the event, raising those funds and paying a small fee to come in, are often lower-income families who are the recipients of charity. And this is their opportunity to be charitable. So by coming out and spending the day with their family for a really affordable price, taking buggy rides with Eustace all over the preserve, putting their hands on all kinds of activities, cooking food, blacksmithing, working with horses, the list goes on and on and on. All of these folks are getting an experience, but their experience is creating charity for others. So it really completes the circle. And this event brings together so many like-minded people in one place. And the beauty of it is it takes place on Turtle Island where there's no electricity. There's no kids hunkered over cell phones. Everybody's outside having a good time and putting their hands on the activities themselves. So we have live music. We have all kinds of wonderful, high-quality food vendors. We have activities, lessons, classes, workshops, all kinds of things that people can mill about, whether you're the shy type and you like to stand in the back and just watch an artisan answer questions, or whether you want to get right in there and pull the feathers off of a chicken that we just harvested. It's all here for everyone to enjoy.
Yeah, it had such a great feeling, and it was definitely very family friendly and festive, with just so many different activities going on, so many to choose from candle making to blacksmithing. There's just pretty much anything anyone would be interested in as far as primitive skills, off-grid skills, hands-on activities. You guys just laid out a smorgasbord of it.
And this year we're trying to go even further than that. We want to get in touch with more people that are interested in presenting and sharing their experience with sustainable living, their experience with alternative energy sources. For example, there's so much happening at Turtle Island Preserve, it's hard to condense it all into a day so that every visitor can see everything. For example, the office that I'm sitting in right now is powered by solar panels, and a little bit of electricity that we do create on the back side of the preserve is in thanks in part to the stream, where we have a little turbine making micro hydroelectricity, and just a myriad of other things. So we want more folks who are similar or doing their own version to come out and demonstrate or exhibit or talk to people and say, this is how we do solar, this is how we do kraut making, this is how we harvest mushrooms. And so we're right now at this point doing a large call to action to anybody who is already set up to exhibit, display, vend, create, collaborate, teach on these topics. And all of them center around empowering the people and giving them resources and ideas on how to creatively live their life on planet Earth in the most beneficial way.
So if you want to, it's up to you. If you'd like to, go ahead and give the phone number out and the website out. So if there's someone in the area that's interested in coming and participating, should they contact you?
Oh, absolutely. You can find out about Families Learning Together and our T-shirt fundraiser campaign and all the activities that we have going on at Turtle Island simply by visiting turtleislandpreserve.org. We also have a Facebook page. So that's just Turtle Island Preserve. You can like it. You can see all of our events, the things that we have coming up. And then we have an event page through Facebook as well. All of this is directly available right on the turtleislandpreserve.org website. Additionally, you can reach us through email, and our email address is mail@turtleislandpreserve.com. And we're available by phone. So our phone number is 828-265-2267, and actually that spells out 265-CAMP. So if you need a little mnemonic device, it's 828-265-CAMP, and we'd be happy to answer questions. We are using a website, and we've already started selling tickets. Last year it sold out, so I encourage anybody who's
yes.
thinking of making this an event to really get on that and get your tickets ahead of time, because there were so many people we unfortunately had to turn away last year because we sold out way earlier than expected.
Gosh, how long before the event? Like a couple weeks before the event, hadn't you?
One whole month.
This year it's slated for, May...
May 3rd, that's right.
Okay, great. That's awesome. And I know during that time of year, it's a great time of year to visit Western North Carolina. It's beautiful. Summer's barely beginning, and spring is in full bloom. It's probably one of the prettiest times of year. So even if you are listening and you don't live in the area, it's so worth the trip to come to the Carolinas that time of year, trust me. If I didn't live here, I would come here during that time of year. There's really not a bad time of year as far as I'm concerned, but that's probably one of the peak ones, even above fall, for people to come and experience the rebirthing, the whole spring aspect, and as it's moving into summer, you'll totally enjoy it if you've never experienced that in the mountains before.
Absolutely. You know, that time of year is when the sap is running in the trees. There's a basket material available. You can start doing your wild foraging. We'll have plant walks going on so people can explore our local medicinal and edible plants. And then also, we're very hopeful to find a mycologist or someone working in mushrooms to reveal that wonderful aspect, because that's the time of year when you're finding those edible mushrooms that are good.
Desiree, there's something new on the horizon that you have not done at Turtle Island Preserve before, and I know because we talked about it yesterday, and it's just a few short weeks after Families Learning Together. Tell us a little bit about this specialized weekend.
Well, for years, women who have come to the preserve have approached me and said, you really should teach a class about being a woodswoman. And it's been worded in all kinds of different ways, and people have approached the subject differently, but there just seems to be this highly expressed need for the female population to get more acquainted with being outdoorsy, if you will. Mm-hmm. For example, if you see a photograph of a man holding an axe, you know, you think lumberjack, you think maybe fireman. If you see a picture of a woman holding an axe, you know, you think murderer, crazy person. And the truth of the reality is, you know, women have been wielding axes very successfully for their sustenance for generations and generations in this country. Mm-hmm. And so we would like to invite women to come for a weekend, and we're calling it Woodswoman 101, and we're just going to get familiar and acquainted and explore these old-timey ways of being where women are empowered, comfortable with tools, excel at firecraft, get familiar with the first kitchen. A lot of us are really good at setting timers and defrosting on the microwave setting and all the wonderful corners that can be cut in the modern kitchen. But let's face it, all of us would benefit from just knowing how to prepare a meal over fire. Luckily, we're here in the eastern woodlands, so we have lots of fuel running around. It's a bit different for folks living out west where there's less deciduous trees available. But here at Turtle Island, we have a forested campus, and part of our mission is sustainable forestry. So we're real intentional with how we work with our wood, lumber, and timber. So one of the aspects mm-hmm. we want to share at Woodswoman 101 is cooking over wood fire, and that includes baking out of a repurposed oven made out of trash and clay and stone, something that you could recreate after taking the workshop in your backyard, and a myriad of other things. So we'll experiment with woodworking. We'll experiment with blacksmithing. We'll experiment with just camping out and getting really comfortable with setting your nest. I think mothers, grandmothers, aunties, mm-hmm. sisters, daughters, all of us could benefit from having these skills in our back pocket, because even if we carry on as a successful nation who doesn't need these things as reliant, and maybe we don't often go camping that often, and when we do, there's a propane stove and modern hot dogs and a plastic wrapper involved, just knowing these basics leaves people so empowered that for the first time ever in the end of May, we're offering Woodswoman 101. It's going to be available to 25 females. Mother-daughter teams are definitely encouraged. And we just have a wonderful sisterhood here already with our teachers who are experts in the fields of hide tanning and open fire cooking and hearth cooking and using Dutch ovens. And then we also want to bring in some more modern and alternative aspects like what you do, Donna, with solar cooking. And mm-hmm. You can find out more about Woodswoman 101 on our Facebook page, and we're also going to be advertising on our website. And it's going to be a great series so that you might start out taking this class and learning how to lay a fire properly, create warmth, create a nest, and then go all the way up to wielding a chainsaw and making firewood, because who wouldn't like to have that skill under their belt in a safe, comfortable, nurturing atmosphere like Turtle Island is?
Right. I know I am looking forward to it. It's highlighted in bright pink on my calendar. You know, yes, bright pink, because it is an all-woman event. I think we're going to have a great time. There is something about the camaraderie and sisterhood of just kind of jumping in, getting your hands dirty, and everybody is at different levels. But, you know, there's a natural flow of who teaches and who learns at what point, and everyone in a group like that will benefit. I am absolutely thrilled about it. Well, now, Desiree, there are a few other things on the calendar. You're the one that can give us a clue into, like, what Eustace's and your calendar are like when you guys go out, because you outreach from Turtle Island Preserve. You don't just stay there and wait for everybody to come to you. Tell us where we can find you guys over the next few months. What's going on?
So one of the wonderful things that we get to do at Turtle Island is a little bit of community outreach. Part of that is that Eustace Conway is available for speaking engagements, and then we also do appearances at schools and expos. So coming down the pike on Wednesday, Coming down the pike on Tuesday, February 10th, Eustace is going to be making an appearance, no charge, to the Charleston Library Society in Charleston, South Carolina.
Nice.
They're going to be doing a screening of a documentary film that Eustace is in, as well as a book signing of The Last American Man, where Eustace will be available to take pictures and field questions and interact with the public. And there's only a limited number of seats, so please do call the Charleston Library Society or send an email to Turtle Island if you're interested in attending that free event. As well, we're going to have an educational interactive display booth at the Charlotte, North Carolina Gluten and Allergen Free Expo. And that's something that's really special because as we go on in history, we're finding more and more people with limitations when it comes to what is safe for them to consume. So if you're a parent of a child who has a food allergy or a sensitivity, it's often really intimidating to send them off to camp. So one of the things that we've been doing as we explore healthy food options for our visitors is just it's been necessary to get very familiar with vegetarian cuisine, nut and allergen-free cuisine, foods that don't have gluten or contaminants in it. And so our summer camps have been a wonderful way for families to trust the right kind of foods being fed to their kids. So there's no vending machine here where they're going to help themselves to Doritos. And also our staff, who, interestingly enough, are most often volunteers, unpaid volunteers, are poring over the information that is submitted from families to get to know what each child's food availability is. So when they come to the table, we know them by their name, we know what they can and can't eat, and we're cooking to order. So at the Gluten and Allergen Free Expo, we're going to be sharing that information with our camp. We're going to be presenting about what it means to be gluten-free and also off the grid. That presentation is called Off the Grid, Off the Gluten, which does take a little bit more time and preparation and consideration than if you were living in a modern world not having gluten in your diet. So that is going to be happening in March in Charlotte. All of these events, by the way, are listed on the events page at turtleislandpreserve.org, so you can find out more about that.
For more information about the Preparanaw that Eustace will be on March 11th, you can go to preparanars.com and sign up for the newsletter. This is a free event. Eustace will be able to train you, basically, in your own room and live ask some questions. You're welcome to correspond with him through the chat room and ask him any specific questions about what he's training about or other topics that you find of interest that you feel like Eustace is the man to go to. And that is scheduled for 8 p.m. Eastern, March 11th. That's a Wednesday night. But you will have to sign up ahead of time because space is going to be limited for the live event. We're thrilled that Eustace has agreed to do this. Being behind a camera online is a little bit different than being out in the woods with Eustace Conway. However, it's not been edited. You're going to get to see it live, and he's going to show you some of the great skills that he loves to teach people who get to show up to camp. This way, even if you live across the country, you get a little taste of life at Turtle Island Preserve during real time. So sign up for the newsletter at Preparanars, that's PreparanArs.com. And then you'll get an update when it's time to sign up for the Preparanar with Eustace Conway. Well, I want to ask you, Eustace, I know you're so passionate about preserving American history and giving people the right to learn from it as well as connect with it. But aside from that, I think another passion you've got is trying to kind of spread that as a contagious thing. I mean, make it not just here it is and available for you, but you really want to see them catch hold of that and dive in and participate. And summer camps are a big part of that. So what's on the docket? What do you look at coming up for this summer? What's going on?
Yeah, summer camp is a big part of that. It's an availability. Everybody's all about that Mountain Man TV show. You know, basically we have a Mountain Man camp. If you want your son to learn about this natural way of living, send them to camp. Or if you want your daughter to learn about natural ways where they can go out into the forest and live comfortably, peacefully, cleanly, you know, this is an opportunity to teach that. This is how we're passing on our legacy and our tradition, not just mine and Preston's and Desiree's, but the entirety of the human existence. You know, basically we're mm-hmm. keeping on something that's not just an American heritage, but a human heritage through all time, back to our caveman ancestors. You know, we're covering how to feel in touch with the environment, what the meaning is, the essence of being able and capable of getting your own food and your own water, and being able to make clothing from what's just right there in the forest, to think and communicate and interact as a team, problem solve, basically lots of life lessons that all add up to the puzzle of life. And that's what we're teaching at our summer camp.
Mm-hmm. And I know that ripple effect is something that is really exciting to see. It's not just that you have this passion, or the people that live at Turtle Island Preserve have that passion. It kind of ripples out to the people that are even there to come for just a day or a camp. And then they get to go home and kind of spread the word too. So
I was in a phone conversation with a friend last night, and she said, yeah, my children came to your camp many, many, many years ago. Now they're grown and have their own children, and they use what they learned there all the time because it helped develop the character of who they are. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of results I like to hear about, you know, and know that ripple effect is going out there further and further, and now they're able to raise and teach their children what they learned when they were children from the Turtle Island experience, you know. And that's why we've dedicated our lives towards this education center, and we feel it's so important because we feel it is a ripple effect, and we're just in the middle of an ocean, and we're trying to send out those ripples as far as we can from the Turtle Island.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys are doing a great job. I know when I very first connected with you about 3 years ago, it was because of that vision and that purpose that I connected with you guys. Really important. And I think beyond Mountain Men, that is the core of really what you are and why you do what you do. I think that's
what it's all about. It's about keeping alive the tradition for today and tomorrow for future generations, because what we are working with is the core and essence of what is good with and about humanity. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's about the real deal depth of being a real human being and not just a plastic coated imitation that's sort of where our modern culture is taking us.
Are you looking to have ducks, geese, chickens? Boy, do we have something to share with you. Stop by ranch-coop.com. These folks build some of the most beautiful handcrafted coops for small areas as well as the farm. They are so easy to put together. It took us less than an hour, and they're shipped right to your door. Stop by ranch-coop.com. Wonderful people to deal with. Beautiful coops that you can use for backyard and homestead fowl. Ranch-coop.com.
Do you have your free digital subscription to Prepare Magazine yet? If not, then hurry over to preparemag.com and start getting each monthly issue sent directly to your inbox. It's easy. All you have to do is go to preparemag.com, enter your name and email address, and you're subscribed. Consider signing up for the premium membership for past issues and exclusive resources. You can even subscribe to the beautiful print version of Prepare Magazine. Visit preparemag.com and choose the option that's most valuable to you. Prepare Magazine, encouraging, empowering, and enriching your journey.
Your preparation station is on the air.
Well, now, you have a really busy schedule, and I know I don't really want to keep you.
I appreciate, Donna, so much you letting the folks know, because this communication is essential. We've got to let the people know about our need for help and to let them know that they can celebrate. There's an unbelievably authentic early American heritage stone chimney going up. I mean, this will be a landmark. I know of no other stone mm-hmm. chimney of this size and authenticity built in this country in the last 150 years. So once people find out about it, I think anybody that contributes will be really proud to realize that they contributed to such an important thing. So your role in letting people know is really important. And please talk with Desiree about other events available this spring and summer, because a lot of people might not make it just to the the one event like Families Learning Together happening this spring, but they might be able to make it to some other event. So I'll sign off, get back to work here, and you guys have a good chat, and wishing you all the best.
Well, go enjoy the rest of your day and taking care of those other things you have to take care of today. Thanks for being with us, Eustace.
Well, my pleasure. You take care. Keep up your good work.
All right. We'll see you soon. Take care.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Desiree, let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Because obviously Eustace has about, 10 minutes every so often to just sit down and breathe when the camera crew's there. But he's just as genuine as what you see on the show, if not more so even in person, because he has that personal connection. What's it like to have a camera crew? I don't want to say the word invade, but that's like really the only thing that comes to mind. But they come and kind of cohabitate with you guys for a while. Are they same ones over and over and they're becoming like family? Or are they new every time and they're freaked out?
Well, it's a production company that sends a crew every year.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's the same guys, and sometimes they get shipped to other areas. The coolest thing about Warm Springs is that these guys are really passionate about the productions that they make, and it's really grassroots and devoted people before it hits the network. And so you've got big, burly guys with giant beards that are all bundled up in their winter clothes, holding cameras and microphones, and just kind of hanging out here with us in our normal atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
It is something to get used to, especially because, you know, Eustace and Preston are always mic'd up. So you just want to be careful what you say, because it's probably getting recorded if they still have their microphones on, or at least all the guys will be hearing it in their earpieces. But they are, in fact, a wonderful bunch of fellas. This year is the first time they brought a female with them, and she's been great as well. And these are people who are willing to stand on the side of a mountain in the middle of a snowstorm to get good footage, or be amidst falling trees as two lumberjacks are doing horse logging. And so this is a great bunch of folks that we're working with. It is an adjustment to get used to just having strangers basically in your living room, because, as you know, we don't really have walls. We have structures with roofs, but you've got people in and out and among. But overall, they're a really nice group of people, and it's great to see them in their element with all their heavy electronic equipment in the middle of nowhere, hanging on ropes on the side of a hill in the middle of all kinds of weather in order to capture what Eustace and Preston really do. And,
awesome.
You know, sometimes reality shows get a bad reputation for sensationalizing or altering reality. But the art of actually putting on film what happens in nature and making it entertaining and editing it for the masses is quite a colossal task. And so it's nice to have the behind-the-scenes awareness of who these people are who are making the show possible. And they also happen to be just quality folks. And I've been trying to film them, so the camera behind the camera, behind the camera. I've got a few fun shots of them going off of our rope swing and trying to balance on our slack rope and sitting around the fire with Eustace and Preston. So it is sort of a camaraderie that's unique.
That's very good. So that's kind of good to know, because people listening now can watch those excerpts of Eustace and kind of get a little bit of backstory, you know, but that there's a lot that goes into that. And it's good to know that they are just as passionate about telling the story and will go that extra length. And, you know, it's probably not their world that they live in all the time. So kudos to them for coming and hanging out for a long time in what will be, what, like 10 degree weather tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yay. That's awesome. Well, I appreciate you guys taking the time, and if you will please pass on to Eustace a hearty thanks for me as well, because I know he literally stepped away from taping for the time he was able to speak with us and stepped right back as soon as we were done. So if you can please thank him for me as well.
Certainly.
Was there any last thing you'd like to leave with everybody before we close out the show?
Well, we just want to remind everybody that Turtle Island is a place for people a space created with great intentions to share. And we love to reveal our experiences, our triumphs, our challenges, and even our mistakes. So as young people come along and time passes in people's lives, if they are inspired to do something outdoors or to build something with their own hands or to wildcraft, that they can learn and take away something, whether they look at our website or they listen to a podcast or they watch a webinar or prepare an R or come to Turtle Island, take a workshop, spend a day, make a donation. All of this is just here so that people can glean something for themselves and interpret it in their own life. And so we're just so grateful for everybody who's taken the time to listen in and to wonder, just in their own life, how can I be more sustainable, more prepared, more capable, and more empowered to leave a better Earth for the future. So we're very grateful to collaborate and participate in those ideas with everyone out there listening. Thank you so much for listening.
And we appreciate you guys being here. We appreciate the work that you do. And I just hope everybody listening will figure out a way to connect, even if it's from long distance, donation, get on the PrepareNR that Eustace will be on with us in March. And there's information in the show notes. Every link that Desiree set out verbally, we'll have it in the show notes so you can don't have to backtrack and try to listen again, as well as how to connect for the PrepareNR. Even if you are living in Timbuktu, you can have a chance to kind of connect and ask Eustace some questions and get trained on the topic of his choice for the night. We're excited to partner with you and to be able to spread the word. I think you guys do such a great work, and I am looking forward to coming out there again in the spring.
And for anyone listening who already has skills or already homesteads or is already established in some of these concepts and skills and knowledge base, we're always looking for people who want to come and share. So if you already are the kind of person who is excellent at flint knapping or harvesting mushrooms out of nature or working in any of these things that we mentioned today, please contact us so that we can work together.
Yes, please do. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Desiree. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and stay warm and don't blow away in this wind.
Thanks, Donna.
All right, we'll talk again soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Miller, and I'm signing off here from Your Preparation Station. Please stop by our website at yourpreparationstation.com. And you can see videos of our life and our journey towards a more sustainable living and being prepared for life to change. And it may not, but we'll be ready when we need to be. And we do enjoy this lifestyle even now. So I hope that you will connect with everyone at Turtle Island Preserve. Come to one of their camps. I will be at the Woodswoman 101. Say that 10 times fast. I will be there and teaching some solar cooking and some other things and learning, which is awesome. So I hope you will connect with everyone and donate and help them get that chimney put up and put together as a monument. I just love getting a chance to talk with Eustace and Desiree both and just empowering other people, and their joy and passion for that is just infectious, and I think it's wonderful. So I'm signing off from Your Preparation Station. I hope to connect with you as well. And we'll talk soon. God bless. Bye-bye.
This has been another episode of Your Preparation Station with Donna Miller. We would love to hear from you. Please connect with us at yourpreparationstation.com and on Facebook. Tune in again next time for another encouraging episode. Until then, keep growing and finding joy in the journey.